to another episode of the Adeptus Ridiculous Podcast. My name is DK Diamantes. His name is still Bricky. And, ooh, the Siege of Vrax. But before we get into that, if you enjoyed today's episode and you maybe want to support the podcast, head over to patreon.com/Adeptus Ridiculous, where you can get access to our Discord, bloopers if they happen. The $15 tier gets you access to all the HD posters you can shake a stick at. By the way, Shy, when are we expecting the next poster? Huh? You know what I mean? Right now? Oh, wow, what do you know? Right now, Bricky, would you like to see the next poster?
Why is she saying Bricky is not ready? You guys said last time that I was going to love this one.
You are, and everybody's going to love it because it's absolutely amazing, and you are probably going to yourself.
Okay. I'm here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm ready for it. I'm waiting.
I don't think you're ready.
I'm not actually. This is frightening.
Anytime you're ready, Shy. There we go.
Oh, that's the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life.
Right?
Oh, never mind. Okay.
Right? It is
God
like,
damn.
It's amazing. It is the Knight of Mourning. She's from House Scythe. She's got the knight in the background. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, that's the... We're really on the red and black color scheme right now. That is baller as hell.
Oh, it's so good. It's so... These last two posters are like, man. Oof.
This I could cut myself on this edge, but I'm totally okay with it.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. House Scythe, Knight of Mourning. I don't know when it's going to be up. I'm assuming by the time this episode goes live, but I don't handle that stuff. So, you know, patreon.com/AdeptusRidiculous.
Oh, it'll be at the merch site, orchidate.com, link in the description. If you want this poster, grab it right now. I'll make sure this is up by the time this episode goes live.
I'll make sure this is up.
This is actually... This is probably one of the best ones. I'm not going to lie.
Yep, it's going on the wall.
This is like top five.
Oh, yeah, this is a spicy one. Like I said, these last couple posters we've had have been really, really good. Like, Halliste always kills it, but god damn.
Yeah, this is solid. Honestly, the unsung hero of this poster is actually the knight in the background.
Oh,
the knight, it makes such
so
a good look.
It's just looming back there. Ugh, it's great. So, Bricky, what's...
Orchidate.com.
Orchidate.com. That's where you get all the merch. That's where you get the poster. So, Siege of Vrax, huh? How about, you know, now that the stink of chaos is all over Vrax now, what's up?
A couple things. I do need to make a statement of an oopsie. I vastly underrealized how many Dark Angels died. I misread it. I read that it was actually a specific battle that they lost 15. They lost I think a couple hundred. They actually took staggeringly substantial losses and then just left. It was actually quite embarrassing. For the Dark Angels.
That is a lot of Astartes dying. That's a big casualty list.
It was very unfortunate and rather awkward, I must admit.
Yeah, so they just showed up, got bodied, and left, huh?
A little bit. They helped out a little bit, but they helped with the starport thing, but then they
They really didn't do anything.
No, helpful. That's not true.
They were just completely worthless.
All right. DK's being DK again.
What? It's not like they're the Ultramarines. I have no reason to be biased against them.
What?
Right?
You're just Mr. Contrarian.
Yeah, I know. I love it. It's fun. Oh, Shai says, no, they also destroyed useful spaceport instead of giving it to the Kriegsmen, so they were worse than useless.
Well,
wow.
I mean,
Dark Angels. Embarrassing.
All right, you know what? Maybe it is okay to shit on the Dark Angels because they got the lion back, so that they're honestly riding sky high at the moment. But specifically, I would rather them destroy the spaceport than give it to the Kriegsmen. What if the Kriegsmen can't hold it, and then they lose it back to the Cardinal, and then things are bad again?
It's the Krieg. They'll be fine. They'll hold it. It's all good. It's the Krieg. That's what they do.
Well, speaking of Krieg and what they do, Siege of Vrax. What's up?
Let's go.
Siege of Vrax. Shy is correct. This is going to be a four-parter. I vastly underestimated the importance of some of the next parts. So, my bad.
Let's go. I'm down for more Siege of Vrax stuff. I've enjoyed it so far. It's been great. So, cool.
Cool. So, there are two things that happen. I'm actually going to switch up the order in which they happen because I think it's more important to tell it in this method. Okay. So Vrax, it's not going hot.
No kidding. All right. Because Chaos is here. The Alpha Legion just left. Actually, the Alpha Legion didn't leave, right? Wait, are they still there?
Oh, they're very much there.
Okay. Dark Angels aren't. So, yeah, it's not looking great for the Krieg, is it?
No, it's not looking great, but they're, you know, the Dark Angels did mess up a lot of the Alpha Legion. They wounded their lord. They did some stuff like that.
Okay. So
now we got to figure out, all right, how are we going to break this goddamn deadlock? Now we're back to the usual back and forth issue of like, oh goodness, there's this deadlock problem and we can't go this far and they can't go this far and ah-ba-da-ba-da-ba-dee-ba-doo-ba-da-ba-da. It's all kinds of shenanigans.
Okay.
And so this is the big obstacle they got going on is it's not actually getting to the Cardinal's Citadel. Right now, their biggest issue is time. Do you remember how long they had to take Vrax?
Oh, no, I do not remember. I just remember it took them, like, an entire year to, like, prepare for, you know, sieging the Cardinals, like, main area. I don't remember what the specific timetable is. A part of me is thinking 5 years, but I'm not sure why.
It was 12.
Oh, okay.
They were given 12 years to take Vrax. And the question really kind of came down to, what happens if they don't do it in 12? Yeah,
that's a good point. What, like, did they just leave? Like, they surely they can't. Like, if they've already set up, it's like, well, it's taken us 12 years to get this far, but like, we're already dug in. Like, what's another three? Like, what? Like, the Imperium isn't just gonna pull them out at 12, are they?
They won't. Well, they're basically going to stop committing resources to the war.
No
more reinforcements. No more weapons. No more nothing. You know, Krieg regiments might be removed and brought somewhere else. Basically, you're dooming Vrax to fail.
Okay.
At least that's what is assumed. So they need to start making... It's been 9 years so far.
Ooh.
Cue Metal Gear Solid 5 music. And they need to kind of get... They got to start making some headway.
Mm-hmm.
So the next major assault comes from this place called... The Assault on Mortuary Ridge. So they're pushing through.
What an ominous name.
I think it was named by the Kriegsmen as Mortuary Ridge because just the way they are.
Yeah, okay.
Them and their gallows humor.
Mm-hmm.
But pushing forward, time against them, they were trying to break through that second defense line of Vrax. Mm-hmm. And getting through this ridge will really give them a solid foothold. And once they're up on the ridge, then... You know, the Citadel of Vrax is in full range to be encircled, and then you just roll up your Earthshaker cannons.
And just bombard the hell out of it.
And right. You just reduce it to slag.
All right, cool, cool. I imagine if they get to that point where they've encircled it and they're just like, you know, raining fire down on it. At that point, it's like, okay, look, it's been 12 years, but we're encamped. Like, give us another, like, year or two, because we've got them encircled. We've got this essentially won. Like, once you've got that placement, surely you're good.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's at that point, you know, you're within range of your artillery guns, and then you just remove it from existence.
Yeah.
So this began a long, bloody grab for Mortuary Ridge. Remember the last one we talked about, that one baller Kriegsman that kind of held that bunker for like 4 days?
Oh, yeah, and he was just all torn up. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is basically another one of those types of things, except instead of holding the bunker, it's a mad dash up a ridge in no man's land under a creeping bombardment of artillery.
Oh, So I'm imagining like a very typical like war movie where they're just storming a
It's got a little bit of a Normandy vibe where they have to run up the ridge.
Very bad placement, but you gotta take it, otherwise the war is lost, right?
Initially started off with a crap load of artillery barrages and then firing smoke to advance up the Lehman Russ tanks and move through everything. I mean, the assault from Mortuary Ridge goes about as expected as you would expect to hear from this point. They get opened up by a million heavy bolters and las emplacements. They get bombarded and artilleryed, but they push through and they take heavy, heavy losses. But in classic Kriegsmann fashion, they make their way up, through, and in. Start blasting and you know, looking all cool, shooting some b-ball outside the school.
So they do the typical guardsman thing and they just throw numbers, and it's just this overwhelming sea of Krieg. Just take it. Even though they, how many is there any record of how many people they lost in taking Mortuary Ridge?
Good question. I think I must have read it.
Ton of people taking that. They needed to, but man, they must have lost like tens of thousands of people, if not significantly more.
That's probably a good guess. I'm not sure. It's hard to determine because Games Workshop just doesn't quite understand numbers very well.
That's true. So, sometimes they're way outlandish and sometimes they're in the realm of possibility. Yeah, that's true.
Someone did the math. I think it was a comment section of like the first Siege of Rax where they said like, yeah, this is how GW doesn't understand this. They had like 100,000 artillery pieces and then like X amount of artillery ammo. And it's like, and then they did the math. It's like, if you're a decent crewman operating at a good speed, you would have ran out of ammo for your artillery in about like 20 minutes. You would have fired every shell.
Well,
so it's like, okay. I mean, they could have said they lost 10,000 men on this storm. They could have said a million, and I would believe both because it's just the way
these things go. Works. Yeah,
yeah. It's just the way this go. You know, the numbers are always screwed off. But
yeah,
they make their way through no man's land. They start taking a very specific fort called the Fort C585, led by Captain Fordor. Fodor, F-O-D-O-R.
I was going to say Captain Fordor has a fort. That's a little on the nose.
Can you imagine what he did to the door?
He forded the door.
Hodor.
Hodor, hold the door. Hold the door.
Anyway. So they basically race their way to attack the Fort C585, threw their bayonets down, grabbed their flamers, chucked their grenades. Classic stuff. The man was out of ammo, pulled out his pistol, was running around throwing grenades, shooting people in the head. Classic badass fort taken stuff, you know?
Yeah.
You know, Saving Private Ryan reference. Look, I washed for supper.
You know, I've never actually seen Saving Private Ryan.
It is a hard movie.
Yeah, I've heard that it is really hard to watch because it is just like realistically gory and horrible. Like, it really is the horrors of war.
You never seen the opening scene with the D-Day invasion?
Nope.
That is a very famous scene. It is.
Yeah, it that, is. Well, that, that's the one I'm talking. Yeah, I've heard that hardcore. One is just like it's hard to watch.
Yeah, it's a lot like Kriegsmann. It's this like dour brutal realism where it's just like this. There's not going to be a million Michael Bay explosions. Like, no, this looks pretty real, and that's what makes it awful.
Yep.
But. Anyway, bada bing, Mortuary Ridge, defenses taken, captured, huge break in the defensive line. And from there, you can reinforce it, spread your troops out, move those guns up.
Big dub, boss man. This
big, in that awe.
That dub was so big, I brought in the Earthshaker cannons.
I need like an image of a Kriegsmann's gas mask. And it just says, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. And it's just too basilisk.
Also, so they've taken Mortuary Ridge, and they've taken the point that they needed to get to surround the area in Earthshaker cannons. So, like, now they're just going to bombard the ever-loving piss out of Zaphon. How are we going into another episode after that? It sounds like the Krieg have pretty much gotten where they need to get to win.
You know, DK, you'd be a really good person when it comes to like exposition.
Really?
Yeah, you love setting things up. You're just like, so it really seems like there, our heroes are about to win right here, Bricky. Surely nothing bad can go on now. Yeah.
Surely chaos doesn't do some chaosy stuff and turn the tides of battle back in their favor, do they?
All right, check this shit out, DK. We pan the camera out from, like it's like a top-down cam, and it pulls upwards, and it reveals the planet. And then all the murder and chaos gets silent, and then quietly a ship floats right by it.
Oh no, it's a Star Destroyer.
It is. I saw a bumper sticker recently that was like, my other ride destroyed Alderaan.
Oh my god, that's so awful.
It's so cringy, but it's kinda good.
It is kinda good.
So
that's not bad. That's not
remember before in the last episode, Lord Arcos, I think was his name.
Oh yeah, because I was like, faithless. Oh yeah, is that related to Arco Flatulence? No, it's not. For some reason in my head, yeah.
Oh no.
Not the flatulence.
The fight at Mortuary Ridge. Come on, gentlemen. Sergeant, pick up that drop bayonet.
God.
Sir, yes, sir.
Once you started doing the sounds, I was like, maybe he'll forget he has the metal pipes. No, of course not. Of course not.
Anyway.
So the ship is looming. This new ship is
looming.
So
there's a ship. So, yes. So, there appears to be reports of... And then so our Lord Arcos did his summoning. His sorcerers all brought in tons of slaves and things to begin this blood sacrifice and to call chaos to the planet. And I bet you were thinking demons, weren't you?
I was thinking maybe demons or some sort of chaos chicanery or, yeah.
I lied. I lied through my teeth. It wasn't demons he was summoning. He was sending out a call for reinforcements for those who wish to plunder and slaughter. And the Inquisition sent out a tiny little escort craft with one pariah into the Eye of Terror to gain, it's like a suicide mission, to gain information and knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And found that many chaos vessels were on their way to Vrax.
Ooh, that's no good.
And so the first naval battle of Vrax begins as the chaos fleet approaches, and fighting them off is led by a certain Imperial Navy admiral named Rear Admiral Rasayak on his ship, the Lord Bellerophon.
Oh, okay.
Bellerophon, also known by her crew as the Big Ruffian.
All right. Cool.
It's a Imperial Lunar Class cruiser. Excuse me.
Man, those words mean nothing to me.
It's just a solid-sized ship.
Okay.
But as the war effort on Krieg led on, there was a contingent of the Navy kind of keeping an escort area ready for Vrax. You know, you got to shepherd in all of your reinforcements. You got to give it a nice little bit of a protection. You know, you got to keep it protected.
Okay.
But that escort fleet has kind of slowly dwindled in size as they were relocated to more important theaters of war because there was no space war in Vrax.
Mm.
Well, there's about to be a space war in Vrax.
Yeah, a big space war, and ooh.
And so they hastily grab these ships back, get the big ruffian, bring them back, and prepare themselves for the oncoming chaos fleet, specifically led by the Despoiler-class battleship Anarchy's Heart by Lord Arcos.
Oh, wow. What a chaos name. What a chaos
name. The Anarchy's Heart.
Yep.
There is,
comparatively speaking, like, how much are the Kriegsmen, like, significantly outgunned here? Are the chaos ships, like, significantly bigger? And, like, what are we looking at here? Because I'm not entirely sure the scope of chaos's forces.
So there's those segues again. A Despoiler class battleship is pretty goddamn big.
Yeah, is it named after you know, Abby?
Big Abby?
Mr. the Despoiler?
I doubt Black it was named Legion after him.
Raider and, yeah, probably not.
But I actually don't remember. What is the Vengeful Spirit's ship size? Vengeful Spirit.
I don't remember. I remember it was good-sized.
No, it's enormous, but I'm trying to think of its classification. Gloriana. Oh. Okay. Gloriana class battleship.
Gloriana, that does sound like very important and very big. And
I don't remember exactly how big a the spoiler class battleship is. It's not as big as the Vengeful Spirit, but it is very large.
Okay.
It is a chunky, chunky ship. And so that, along with about, I think it was 14 total Chaos Vessels. I think they said 30 were on their way, but it was around, it was a good amount. The Imperium is outgunned, and in the ensuing space war, they were in fact outgunned.
These are just Chaos. It's not Chaos Space Marines. It's just like Chaos Cultists.
Oh, or? No, God, these are absolutely Chaos Space Marines and the Chaos Navy.
Oh. So it's looking real bad for. Oh, okay.
Yikes. Well, the Anarchy's Heart is the ship by the Alpha Legion guy.
Right. Arco, you said?
Lord Arcos.
Yeah. It's looking real bad for Krieg. It's looking super bad for them.
Chaos Navy. You know, I don't think we've actually seen much about the Chaos Navy before.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't really touched on the Navy of Chaos. Yeah, I mean, we've seen them in a couple books, but we haven't really dived in.
I mean, for the most part, I know that the most time whenever we see stuff, we see a Chaos ship ran by Chaos Space Marines, as opposed to just a Chaos naval vessel ran by, you know, the corrupted Navy.
Yeah.
But regardless, the orbital war goes very badly for the Imperials. The big ruffian takes a hell of a lot of damage, but does manage to slink away and try to refit itself later. But a ton of Navy ships die. One of them attempts a futile ramming maneuver against the spoiler class ship and just dies in the attempt. Doesn't get anything done. Basically, in awe at the size of this dub, Dark Gods.
Oh, man. Can you imagine me like, oh, yeah, ramming speed, and you just doink, and nothing happens? Oh, man, that sucks.
You don't doink. You ram, and you just get blown to bits before you arrive.
Oh, I thought you meant they tried a ramming maneuver, and, like, the spoiler class ship was just so sturdy that it was just like, boink. And it's like, what was that? Was there a the mosquito hit the ship? That's a shame. So they just got completely annihilated before they could actually make contact.
Yeah, they just got. I mean, because when you know, it's like, hey, remember? There's a certain boss in Armored Core 6, a certain Baltaeus. You know, if you try to hit him in the face with a weapon. And you decide to go full engines directly into his missile salvo. How do you think it's going to end?
Not super great. Although my big strat against Baltius was to just like assault armor in and just melee his face off with a plasma blade to get his stupid shield down and then just unload on him. So, you know,
I'm not going to sugarcoat it.
So the naval battle has been just an absolute chaos dub, and the Imperial Navy has been completely, like, annihilated. They have just been smoked.
They have been pretty crushed. I think they lost. I couldn't tell if Chaos had 14 ships or if the Navy had 14 ships. One of them had 14 ships. I think the Imperium, had four left, three left. Three, like the main ones barely surviving, and then a couple more that are just kind of making their way through. Good news for Chaos, bad news for the Imperium.
Yeah.
So, with that, we turn back to our good friend Captain Hodor, down on the holding the fort on the anarchy, not anarchy, it's Mortuary Ridge. Mm-hmm. And then he looks in the sky, and the lovely weather of Rax decides to start rolling through. Storm broke over, flashes of lightning, rolling thunder, sulfurous clouds, raining all kinds of dust, making the ground a sticky mud that we've always mentioned that Brax loves to have. Mm-hmm. And then it's like, damn, that's a really big orange lightning bolt. Damn, that's a really big orange lightning bolt. Oh my God, we are being bombed.
Oh boy.
Chaos battleships get into low orbit and they just start orbital striking.
Oh man, and the Krieg were doing so well. Ugh.
The orbital bombardment just starts like collapsing everything, just hammering the ground in pretty much indiscriminately. And then after the bombardment come more orange lightning in the shape of tons of drop pods.
Oh, wahoo! No. It could not have gotten any worse for the Krieg.
Like, I disagree.
Oh, God, no. It gets worse for them. How?
Guess what's inside the drop pods?
Well, yeah, it's Alpha Legion, right?
No, it's Khorne Berserkers.
Oh, no!
The World Eaters have arrived.
Oh, no! Oh, God.
The yep. only thing worse.
It got worse.
It's like the only thing worse than having a Space Marine drop pod in your lines is having a Space Marine drop pod filled with Khorne
Berserkers. Oh, God. Good luck, Krieg. Glad I'm not you. Ooh.
So they land and they start butchering.
Yeah, ripping. I bet they do.
Ripping everything up anywhere and everywhere. Oh. And then our good friend Captain Fode, Hodor, gets grabbed in the throat by a Chaos Space Marine Zerker and gets his head added to the pile.
Oh boy, skulls for the Skull Throne. Oh, poor guy. That poor guy. Yeah, you know, I don't know if they're going to make 12 years. I don't know if they're going to make the deadline. That's going to be a tough, tough deadline to crack.
Yeah, well, there are certainly heads being cracked right now, and it certainly has a gas mask in it.
Yeah, it sure does.
So they are absolutely getting slaughtered by this new edition. And at this point, the lords on Terra are like, okay. Not working out. We're not making any headway. Now the Chaos Space Marines are there in full. There are other war bands. The Alpha Legion are there. Black Legion are there. Khorne Berserkers are there. Even the Iron Warriors have arrived because they're like, this is our thing. Siege warfare, let's go.
Oh, no. There are that many Chaos Space Marines there now? Like the Iron Warriors even showed up?
Meanwhile, all the Kriegsmen are like...
I'm surprised they even have time to scream with the amount of slaughtering that's happening. Like, oh my... I'm surprised it's not just a wet gurgle of blood. It's just... Oh.
It's, well, I mean, the Khorne Berserkers are there, so it's becoming a wet gurgle of blood.
Yeah, definitely. Golly. Oof. I mean, unless you start sending in, like, a multitude of Astartes, there should be no way the Krieg can turn this shit around, right? Like, well, I don't know how you, how.
Why do you do this? Why do you do this?
I don't know. This is just the way that I am.
Why do you always
this is just the way that I am.
Make these setups like this? It's like, this we just... both know...
Yes, of course we know, but like that's not dramatic.
You want to hear real drama?
She is sure. You son of a... All right. Tell me.
I tried to censor your you son of a bitch, but I misclicked.
You failed. Good thing I didn't actually say it.
Yeah. Well,
so
anyway.
So what happens next? So Chaos is very much so on the up and up right now, and they are big dubbin. So what next?
So Mr. Lord Commander Zwelki is now like you have not done your job in their time frame. Things have gone so much worse. You have been relieved from your position. He's a Lord Commander though, so he doesn't get executed by the Commissar like many would. He is instead simply sent to a different theater of war. He has an elevated social rank. He's got a noble family. He's fine. Granted, everyone under him got shot in the face.
Ooh. Okay. Well, yeah. Because,
Much like in America, everyone once a business fails horribly or does illegal things, the person who did all those things gets a golden parachute, and everyone else goes to jail.
Yeah.
And I love 2008.
And I'm sure he was like, "Oh, I'm getting shipped to a different theater of battle. I get to leave this hellhole. Great! Like that's a reward, man. Like you want to punish him, make him see it through."
I mean, he's too important. He was. I don't think he was even on the ground. I think he was just directing it.
Oh man,
dude. You are a high-ranking member of the Astra Militarum. You are a Lord Commander. You sip on like the blood of virgins if you so want to.
Oof.
Like you can do whatever you want. You are rank in comes with nobility in 40K.
Yeah.
Unless you're a Chaos guy, then rank comes with like mutation.
Yeah.
Anyway. He was dismissed and a new commander was put into play. Lord Marshal Arnim Kagori. I think they're a Kriegsman. I'm not quite sure. Their name is Lord Marshal, and Krieg Marshals are that might just be a quinky dink.
Mm-hmm.
But the Lord Marshal is this new guy that has come into play and is like, all right. I'm here to salvage this mess.
Good luck.
But now I'm going to get reinforcements. I am going to get new ships. I've got other problems. Oh, look at that. It appears that the space or the Chaos Space Marines had deployed Titans. Lovely.
Oh.
Goody. Okay, let's see. Have they attempted to kill the Titans with their like shadow swords and stuff? Yes, they failed. Lovely. They lost like 11 Bane Blades. Good God. Okay. Hey, what's up, Titan Legions that I have political friends in and I have all kinds of connections? I need you. Hey, what's up, Adeptus Mechanicus? Crap, which ones were the ones that were friends with Krieg? Was it Lucius?
I don't remember.
Was it Lucius or was it Graia? I think it was Lucius.
Lucius is a cooler name, so I'm going to go with that.
It was Lucius. Yes,
the cool name wins. Excellent.
Hey, I need your stuff. I need your stuff to help with the Krieg regiments. By the way, Kriegsmen, I need like 4 million more men. And now we need more naval vessels. Go, 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 go.
Mm-hmm.
And so during this time, as they're gathering forces, things only get a bit worse for the Kriegsmen on the ground.
How does it get worse? Like, what else could possibly happen outside of literally Khorne himself showing up?
Well, what about Khorne's like ugly green brother?
Oh no.
The Lord Cardinal has a whole bunch of bioweapons.
Oh no.
And you know, at this point, the Lord Cardinal is really not able to tell anyone what to do anymore. Uh-huh. He's like this funky chaos pawn, and there's space marines and things taking over, and you really can't talk back to that.
No, you really don't want to.
So they ended up having a stockpile of weapons of mass destruction, chemical warfare that was kept in reserves in case things got really bad. Mm-hmm. It's a special toxin called trimethylene pyrethylamine. It's gas.
Yeah, it's gnarly gas that'll make you go ouchies.
TP3. was what it was called.
Great.
It was a combination of acidic and corrosive heavy gas, entirely green.
As if we really needed biochemical warfare on top of everything we've already done, right? Because why not? One, no go. Oh, boy. All right. All right.
Well, the Death Guard, in their classic Death Guard way, want to appease Grandfather Nurgle.
Of course they do.
So they find all this toxic gas and like, ooh, cool. The last stand of the 19th Kriegsmann Regiment. Let's make this place into a war of disease and vile poisons. And so they launch this at them, and a slow, slow green cloud starts rolling over the regiment.
Oh, no.
And it basically, if it was breathed in, you would die in about 30 seconds as it would start to melt your lungs and replace it with blood. It will also burn right through your gas masks and your armor in minutes. Your fancy Kriegsmann gas stuff does not work when your gas stuff is melted.
Oh boy, that's so this gas literally just melts the gas mask off their face and then just starts going to town on their body.
First it's the mask, then it's the skin, then it's the flesh, then it's the bone, and then you are dead.
Oh boy, that's some gnarly stuff. That's crazy.
And after the gas moves in, a whole bunch of Nurgle tanks, land raiders, and stuff make their way up, disgorging the Death Guard. These bloated, horrible, horrible looking monsters surrounded by flies and maggots. And they basically finish the job.
No, but seriously, how did the Krieg win this? Like I get it. It's the Siege of Rax, and this is why how in God's name does anybody turn this around? Like, this isn't like hyperbole trying to set it up. There is no way chaos should not just boom, Vrax is ours. How in God's name
did I not just tell you how?
With the toxic cloud that melts everything?
Reinforcements, new commander guy.
Well, sure, but the planet is like completely overrun.
No, it's not.
Isn't like every Chaos Space Marine faction here like making things a mess?
Okay, maybe this one was on me. When I said the last stand of the 19th Regiment, I don't mean this is the last Kriegsmann. I mean this is the last stand of those that grabbed the second defense line and got all the new territory.
Oh,
they have basically been forced back and lost all the ground they got. They're not last stand.
I thought it was like literally like okay. Gotcha. No, I'm with you again. Okay.
Listen, Marines are crazy good, but you drop pod like five Chaos Space Marines into the back line of, like the middle of the lines of the Kriegsmen, and then, 10,000 Kriegsmen turn on you and just murder you,
Right. So this is just happening at like the Mortuary Ridge defense line.
Yes.
Okay. See, I thought like the Chaos Space Marines had already made their way well into the Krieg like encampments and stuff, and like they had like driven much further. Okay. Gotcha.
It has gone back to the point where we are back into losing all the ground we just got, and we are back to stalemate.
Okay.
Which, sucks.
Still yeah, that is sucks. Awful. That sucks, but it's not as bad as I thought it was.
So, reinforcements start arriving from the new commander. They bring in a bunch of new ships and begin the second naval battle of Vrax. They actually do a pretty good job. They get ambushed by the Anarchy's Heart and take some nasty, nasty hits, including one of their resupply ships being horribly crippled. But they actually end up fending off the Anarchy's Heart, breaking it down, making it forced to flee and recharge, and then shuttling a lot of the supplies from the dying second ship onto the main one and reinforcing the Kriegsmen. Okay. Couple million more men, Titan legions pushing back the Chaos Titan legions, more ammo, more everything. You know, really kind of shore up the defenses.
Okay, cool.
But the biggest headway, and I think this is something that is just, maybe this new Lord Marshal just knows a bit better, which is why I was kind of curious if he was Kriegsman or not. They may go into it more in the books, but he seems like he kind of gets the Krieg.
Yeah.
He was knowing the Krieg's main love for digging.
Doesn't take a genius to figure that one out. I don't know how.
Well, yeah. But specifically, they really, really liked to start digging through all kinds of underground like tunnels and various, they basically said, hey, dig underground underneath the enemy and burst through and kill them all.
I mean, that's a good strat. That's not a bad strat. That's a very Iron Warriors thing to do.
It is. Well, yeah, I guess so.
At least in the book, anyway.
That is true. Yeah. So, you know, they're digging all these trenches for as long as they were, but why not do a whole bunch of Krieg sappers and engineer corps and just send them underground, mine the whole place up, and either collapse the tunnels underneath the enemy or just blow out of it and be like surprise.
Yeah, I mean, either way works. Like, if you get under the enemy, like, encampment or a camp and you just blow that shit out, that works. Or if you just, like, surprise ambush them, also works really well. So, yeah, digging the tunnels underneath, like, tons of really good options. Sure. Good strat. I like it.
There is a... I'm trying to actually think at what point it would be a solid time... Shy, how deep do we want to get into the tunnel warfare?
That's what she said. I deserve that one. That's fair.
You deserve that one.
Yeah, I deserve that one. That's fair. I'm not gonna fight that one.
Because the tunnel warfare is like crushing.
Literally, Yeah, I deserve that one, too. Yeah, I definitely, absolutely deserve that one as well. Go ahead.
I'm... How deep into the tunnel warfare you say? Okay. Like, there's... Oh, my God. Okay. So basically, once you get into the war underneath Vrax, you have the underground fighting. You have the attack on Armory 5546, the mine of Sector 5744. You have the air war that's currently going on above the surface between the fighter jets of the Chaos fighters as well as the Imperial strike fighters. You've got the Titan Wars on the surface. You've got the battles in the Silent Darkness. Like, it is a long... long trip of murder.
Murder. Why do you say it like that?
Do you ever watch the old the Filthy Frank Goofy thing where he's like, I'll do it again?
Yeah.
Murder. Anyway, the war beneath Vrax is a huge part of the theater of war. But it's kind of hard to, there's a lot to discuss about it, but at the same time, there's not. It basically goes, hey, what's up, guys? We're digging this tunnel. He's like live streaming the tunnel, right? He's like IRL live streaming. He's like, what's up, gang? Up here, for real, we're in the tunnels of Vrax. And let me just say, bussin' not.
Is it bussin' or discussin'?
We here in the Kriegsmen don't really take appreciation to these chaos cringe lords. So, yeah, like and subscribe. I'm going to go slaughter this man with a bayonet, screaming chaos things.
One like, one pickaxe swing. Let's go.
Actually, it doesn't really work as well because Kriegsmen are normally pretty silent. They don't talk much.
Yeah.
Can you imagine a chaos cultist live streamer?
Oh.
What's up, guys? Join me in prayer today before we kill the followers of the corpse god.
Isn't that just most streamers?
Join me in prayer?
No, they're just chaos cultists, you know?
Oh.
Very cursed and...
I wouldn't know anything about that.
Oh, no, 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 no. But Krieg would probably do pretty well in because they would do ASMR streams where they wouldn't talk. They would just make all those little weird sounds as they're, like, digging a trench. They just do ASMR digging.
Well, regardless, they do make a good bit of headway with getting through the area. Despite losing immense amount of people, as they always do. I feel like I'd repeat that a million times.
Yeah.
They work with this massive, it's a Gorgon transport. Gorgon assault, and after, I mean, God, it's like everything at once. They're digging underneath, the Titan Wars are happening, the Aircraft Wars are happening, Chaos Space Marines are launching lightning attacks, Kriegs are coming from both sides, long war of attrition, once again, we're in deadlock. And so, the Administratum is beginning to lose faith in this war effort. Mm-hmm. They're really not seeing an end in sight, and they are beginning to withdraw. They are wanting to begin to withdraw their regiments to other war zones, basically dooming the campaign.
Yeah.
So, with that, the new Marshal Kagori, now a little bit desperate, recruits some very special Adeptus Astartes people
to
make some headway in this conflict.
Okay. Who does he get?
He gets a chapter called the Red Scorpions. Yeah, you don't know.
Yeah, where are they? I'm assuming they're like a sub branch of someone.
Should I be to it?
Ooh, cool armor.
Yeah, their armor is actually pretty neat. They're of unknown origin, though. I don't believe we know where their gene seed is from.
Oh, okay. They look like they should belong somehow to the Blood Angels. Because isn't that like a little red gem in the center of his chest?
Wait a minute. I thought Red Scorpion. Wait a minute.
Oh, no, that's a Red Scorpion logo in the middle. Sorry, my bad. The picture was a little small. Okay, never mind. I'm dumb.
Wait, that's a good point. I think, aren't Red Scorpions a little problematic?
Oh, this is the first time I'm hearing of them. Are they?
They're not the Red Corsairs are Huron's boys. Fanatical in their pursuit of genetic and spiritual purity, the gene seed sanctity is essential to the Red Scorpion's core beliefs.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. That's all you had to say. Oh, boy.
I mean, the word fanatical kind of goes without saying, but...
Yeah, I can see how they might be considered problematic. Oh, boy.
They execute anything subhuman on the spot.
Yeah, that sounds like it sounds.
Well, that's pretty hilarious considering that they immediately fight Chaos Ogrins when they arrive, and they're like, "Oh, cool, we could purify our bloodline,
yeah,
even more so or something."
Oh man, good for them.
So they're a puritanical, more puritanical Space Marine. Okay.
Yeah.
But they basically arrived as a way to try to turn the tide of victory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Really, really push into against this a counterattack by the enemy, taking the breach to be reinforced by more Kriegsmen. They don't really actually do a whole lot. I mean, they do stuff, but they mainly arrive, fight off a whole bunch of stuff in a really quick strike fashion, and then kind of leave.
Man, what is it with the Astartes and just leaving? Like, stick around, have help us out a little more, you know, maybe see the battle through to the end once or twice, you know, maybe.
Oh my goodness, wait, you want to read this, DK?
Oh, the Red Scorpion quote that Shai put up?
Yeah, that one.
As all Xenos are, by their very nature, impure, they must be cleansed upon contact. Anyone that is of potential human heritage must be tested for mutation. Oh no. Those who are found wanting must be eliminated at the earliest possible opportunity. Similarly, an unclean mind tainted by heresy or unbelief must be thoroughly cleansed. Preferably by force.
Oof. I love Warhammer.
Say it with your chest. Oof.
That is
oh my god.
You know, and you wonder why people like salamanders.
Yeah, they are absolute lunatics. Yeah, that's
Love it.
Man.
Love it. Love it.
Yeesh.
Well, luckily they came about as quickly as they went. They arrived. Yeah. They arrived and were like, "What's up, boys?" Now they're streaming. "What's up, guys? Who's ready for an ethnic cleansing?"
Oh no, I hate it. Jeez.
"What's up, Dream Stands? I hope you guys are ready for a new Minecraft episode. Today, we're cleansing this village of infidels."
Oh boy, yep. Oh man, they just the Krieg just keep rolling snake eyes with which Astartes shows up, with which Astartes that they get. They just get the worst. The Dark Angels, horrible choice for them to show up at that point. The Red Scorpions, absolutely brutal choice. Why can't they just get anything?
In fairness, the Red Scorpions did their goddamn job. They came, took the breach, stopped the Chaos Forces' defenses, and let the Kriegsmen get in. If anything, they at least succeeded.
I guess. They did more than the Dark Angels, I guess. The Dark Angels just there for purely selfish fallen reasons, right? At least the Red Scorpions helped out a little bit.
I'm just... Never mind. We're rounding out this episode right now. But I gotta think, who could get involved on the Imperium side that would be the only thing that would be more frightening than these Space Marines?
The only thing that would be more frightening than
you mentioned
Red
the Kriegs-
Scorpions?
You mentioned the Kriegsmen are currently not having a good time, right?
No. Well, they're okay now because the Red Scorpions helped them take some stuff back, right? So they're better.
Sure. Okay, but who of anything arriving would be the most like, oh God, the Kriegsmen cannot be more unlucky for on the Imperium side?
Like Shai said, the Lamenter showing up would not be a great thing.
No, they would just lost.
If the Lamenter showed up, that would be like, oh, great. Let's pack it up, guys. That's it. We rolled snake eyes again. Let's get out of here. This is over. Forget it. I'm done. Other than that, I don't know. Who?
The Inquisition.
Oh no, stop.
And a certain, can you see who's behind that Inquisitor?
Oh no, is that a Grey Knight?
It's the Grey Knights, let's go!
Oh god!
The only thing more frightening than more chaos are the Grey Knights.
Oh no.
They're here. They're ready. They're gonna be a problem. And that's the end of our episode today. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it.